Captain, you are correct. There is more to Giant Shoulder than what you have seen or heard. There is a Forerunner artifact inside it. A warp well. The first time I saw that chamber and that well with the light pouring out of it, an amazing sight, I can tell you. But yes, as I recall it, the warp well is really the front door of a prison. A prison in hyperspace, you see, and...
If I may, Major Carlson, said Listener Wayno, might I tell the tale from our side?
Certainly, Wayno. Go ahead.
Captain Gideon, said the Uvovo, the Legion of Avatars was the last great enemy faced by the ancient Forerunners. They swept across the star rivers in past numbers, hundreds of millions, laying waste to entire civilizations. To fight them, the ancients caused warp wells to be built on 100 worlds. Giant's Shoulder, which we call the Wown Weir, is the location of one such device. At the height of that last immense battle, the warp well snatched every enemy machine and creature and dragged them down uncountable, immeasurable distances, thrust them into the lightless, frozen chasms beneath the deepest underdomains.
They were imprisoned in the abyss of hyperspace, Teo explained. All except one. A Legion Knight, a kind of armored cyborg.
So I gather, Gideon said. And is this warp well likewise the last of its kind?
The sentinel of the well told me that Hegemony scholars have discovered the dead remains of several others throughout their territory, Wainel said. But ours does appear to be the only functioning example yet found.
The Major described it as the front door of a prison, Gideon said. If all that you've said about the night creature is true, do we know if it's tried to break down that door?
Been wondering that myself, Teo said.
All eyes were on Wainel, who seemed to consider the Tigran's question for a second or two before speaking.
It fills me with sorrow to have to say yes. It has succeeded in unlocking the well. 6 days ago, before dawn on the day after Gregory Cameron was sent to Sagrana, every listener and sensitive Uvovo on Umara was aware of the very moment when the well was opened. Certain bearers of wisdom estimate that it would take between 3 and 5 days for the unlocking to travel all the way to the imprisoning depths, and perhaps the same for the enemy to make its ascent.
Teo was stunned. Gideon frowned and leaned back in his chair, arms crossed. Ian Cameron picked up his beaker of water and drank it off in a single swallow. Solveig seemed the only one unsurprised, her face still serious, her eyes more intense.
So, to summarize, Gideon said, the Hegemony and or the Brolturans are due to arrive here soon in the shape of an undoubtedly substantial battle fleet, with the intention of pacifying the colony while deterring any moves from the likes of the Imbecile. At the same time, a portal into hyperspace will shortly, maybe today, maybe in 4 days' time, disgorge an alien fleet of unknown size, unknown combat abilities, and unknown intent.